Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Joining us, 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, and Jeffrey is one of our top home-based business experts. He's the author of a number of books, including his brand new one, Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's a freelance writer whose bylines you will see all over the country, maybe all over the world, and online and in print. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's always great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Well, as Jeffrey, as you know, and as I mentioned earlier, and as the audience I'm sure knows, We are officially at war with Iraq now.
Yeah, some could say it's been that way for some time, and now we, like you said, but now it's official.
Yeah, it is, and one of the things I don't want to dwell on it too much because there's a lot of that going on right now, and there's really not anything new happening right now. But the thing that you can help us do, Jeffrey, is help us get ourselves back on track, because one of the things that's going to happen, I'm pretty sure is going to happen over the next few days, is that we're going to have some real loss in productivity. It's not unlike what happened right after 9/11.
Yeah.
When people are glued to their televisions, waiting on the next shoe to drop. We've already been told that to expect some kind of retaliation in the U.S. as well as in other parts of the world where Americans and English and other allies are located,
right?
And so we've got this pall and also this interest that we have in what's going on. But all this has been cast over us, and we've got to figure out how to stay productive, don't we?
Yeah, it's really a hard thing. I mean, first off, as a business owner or manager, you've got to sort of give some latitude to your employees in day one. I mean, after September 11, and I write extensively about telework. The day of and the days, you know, that week was lost following September 11 as far as worker productivity. And managers and business owners got to expect, you know, we have quotas and we have levels we have to fulfill, and we have customers and clients expecting product, and they're suffering through it as well. But some of them have pretty hard deadlines we've got to try and meet. But what's going on in Iraq right now with vis-a-vis the war, you've got to understand that people are going to be talkative. There's going to be a lot of water cooler gossip. There's going to be a lot of desire to sit either near a TV, to log on to, you know, one of the news websites and see what's going on there. The best you can, keep them focused, but also understand there's a lot of interest. And also, we have 300,000 troops involved.
Exactly.
So, for example, while I know no one personally who's in the theater, I think that you have to understand, especially if you run a business near a base, or just, you know, have a large employee base, you're going to have a lot of people who are touched. And
well,
so
and
you
if
have
you
to
think
be understanding.
Of, and if you and take and just adding to that a little bit, Jeffrey, that's an excellent point, because with so many more reservists, a much more higher percentage of reservists in the force over there than we've probably ever had before, those people were, in addition to the active duty people who have family and friends, and extended family and friends, the reservists have family and friends, but also people who they worked with and customers. Many of them are small business owners.
Right.
They have customers who care about them. So when you let that run its course, run out, you know, all the way out into the country, that's a lot. That's millions of people,
right,
who are interested in knowing how Joe or Susan is doing. But I'll tell you, you and I both know, though, that one of the best things we can do for them and for all of us is to try to stay focused,
right,
and to go to work. And I don't think we should feel guilty about conducting business, because conducting business is one of the best things we can do in this country for all of us.
Well, it's one of the best things we can do. There's no excuse. We've been in such a doldrums economically, and I wrote about it in my e-zine yesterday, Home Office Success Stories, that I know you wrote about the pending conflict a couple weeks ago. But we've been in such a doldrums lately just because we've been sitting on the fence, seemingly, and I don't think that's what the president had in mind as far as, you know, fence sitting and riding it out. I think he had a plan. But we, as a populace, as entrepreneurs, have been sitting on the fence for months, waiting for, if not the other shoe to drop, for the first shoe to drop, mm-hmm. you know, and for something to happen. And what's more important about it affecting us, you know, the small business, is how it affects big business and the people that we sometimes are vendors or contractors to. And I've been waiting on a deal to come through from a big client we've been negotiating for 4 or 5 months, mm-hmm. and we've been waiting on paper from them for about 3 to 4 weeks now. And I know it's going to be sort of a wait and hurry up mode, but we've been sitting around waiting because they don't know what tomorrow holds. They don't have a crystal ball, and they don't want to commit to a big project that may run contrary to what the market forces determine are required. So my project with them may not be front and center once this starts to play itself out. Also, very little can be front and center when you just flat out don't know what's going to be going on. So you kind of tread gingerly. But, you know, small business has been saying, you know, let's make this happen already. You know, the market has been ticking up in the past week in anticipation of this. I think there's a lot of pent-up anxiety as well as optimism that this will, you know, yield good results. Hopeful.
The good news is that it won't be as long as it has been, because we're within days of having some kind of reconciliation, I think, of this thing. There'll be some kind of resolution, I guess is the better word of this,
right.
I believe, within the next week, probably. And, I mean, this is just not – I don't see how – I'm not saying that we'll have all clear over in Baghdad,
right.
Within a week. But I'd say that we're going to have – you know, the who's going to control Iraq will be known within a fair few days.
Well, I think we're all praying for that, both from a end to the conflict, although the news organizations I don't think are, but from a safety standpoint, the longer it takes, the more people are going to be hurt. Mm-hmm. And I think that the quicker we can do this, we certainly have, you know, the resolve, we certainly have the might, and as they have always often said, peace through superior firepower. And let's hope we can bring it about, have regime change, and you know, and create opportunities for the population over there and for us and for, you know, business owners here.
You know, Jeff, right after 9/11, when people seemed, I mean, I actually heard people say, you know, I feel guilty going and talking about business. And what I had a little slogan that I, or a little saying that I, or a greeting, maybe I should say, that I recommended that people use. I said, you know, we got to get back to business. We got to get back to work. So when you want to make a sales call, walk up to your prospect and say, God bless America. Let's do business.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Let's get back to work. 20 after. We're going to be right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. His book is called Teleworking and Telecommuting. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Got him on. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, and his last name is spelled Z-B-A-R. And Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Tell us what we'll
find. I don't know
if
you can hear the chief home officer-ness of my life in the background with my kids and my dog.
Yep, live radio, folks.
Live radio, gotta love it.
Jeff, tell us what we'll find on your website, please.
Website has a lot of information for both home officers who are both home-based entrepreneurs as well as teleworkers who are corporate employees who work from home,
mm-hmm.
as well as really any small business, because I've been writing about small business for almost 10 years now, and so a lot of the stuff that we talk about, whether it's networking, whether it's technology, whether it's strategies, is just as applicable in the small business as it is in the home office. So we've tried to make sure that we cover micro enterprise, 20 or fewer employees, give them ideas that will suit them or suit the soloist working from home.
Mm-hmm. And also they can find your articles on the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel.
The South Florida Sun Sentinel, if they drop Zabar into a search, my most recent articles will come up, and I do a marketing column every week. I do which is local news, but sometimes there's some strategies in there as well. I also do a biz tech column every other week about some piece of small business technology that's helping workers do their jobs better. And then also I do a business strategies feature for them every 6 or so weeks. For example, one that I'm working on now is on how freelancers, writers, artists, graphic designers, web designers, even I have a musician, a flautist who I'm going to be talking to, how they run a small business when they have to wear all the hats, as well as one of the hardest parts is set and negotiate fees when they've never had to do this before in previous lives or businesses. So it's a whole gamut of articles we write for the publication.
Speaking of those individuals, the small shops, the micropreneurs, the home-based business owners, this is a especially tough time because, you know, if you got a storefront, if you got a business downtown, then you might be slowing up a little bit on your productivity. But basically, you still got folks coming in the door, the phones are ringing. If you're a tiny shop like I have been and like you've been, Jeff, then you know that sometimes an event like what's going on right now can rob you of days of productivity if you don't get out of the house.
Well, there's a couple of points there. One is it can rob you of productivity. It can rob you of, you know, your vendor, your clients and customers. They may not be looking for business or work right now, or, you know, vended services right now, because they may be in the same position we are as far as shock and awe of what's going on. Not to use that phrase loosely, but, you know, as in post 9/11. We were awed and shocked and amazed and saddened so deeply that the week was lost, you know, mm-hmm. that week of September 10th, you know, starting on the 11th was all lost. But similarly, you know, as a home-based entrepreneur, we don't have that foot traffic that comes in and breaks up the day and brings strangers or regular customers to mm-hmm. our store, our location, so that we can talk about it and we can vent. And I think that's important. I've often espoused for business purposes the concept of the mastermind group, where you have three or five like-minded, non-competing individuals who you can sit down with or you can send email to and brainstorm different ideas. This is a great time to pull that group together and say, you know what, let's talk about what's going on in the world today.
Well, another thing is I think this is a time where we also all want high touch.
Right, exactly.
You talked about email and everything, and that's the high-tech part, but I think we also want high touch at a time like this. And I think I just like to encourage people, if you're in a home based business, if you've got a tiny shop and you don't have a lot of foot traffic, as Jeff says, I think I'd like to encourage you to get up and get out and go out there and call on people, and even if all you wind up doing is talking about what, you know, the war or whatever, that you know, at least you're out on the pavement. Jeff, I've always believed that if you're a little bit discombobulated in your small shop, get out on the pavement.
Right.
Get out in the marketplace and where there are possibilities. Because I remember years ago when I was selling and I was worked for Xerox, I actually had a home office. I was a teleworker basically back in the 70s. And if I didn't feel like going out that day, you know, we all have those days. Even if I just was really feeling kind of discombobulated, I would still get up and go out in the marketplace, and invariably something good would happen from that.
Well, and the base good that can happen at the very minimum is you're out there.
Yeah,
you know,
making yourself available.
You're meeting people, you're schmoozing, you're sort of venting as you need to, and you're making, you know, that same business strategist Milton Berle said, if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. And
yep.
You can't do it if you're sitting from home or sitting in your office and the phone ain't ringing. You either got a cold call or you got to put on the walking shoes and get out there and meet among your people.
I've gone out, and I can remember going out and spending too much time one morning at a donut shop because it was pouring down rain. I didn't want to go out and be getting in and out of my car all day long. And I did business. I mean, I ran into somebody who needed what I sold at that morning. It was just because I was out there actually being lazy. But I made myself available.
Right. You got to. And,
yeah.
Or, you know, I mean, as a small business owner, as you say, I mean, we've had all sorts of things. You eat what you catch. You know, you don't eat today. You don't catch today. You go hungry tomorrow. You know, I mean, we have to think about that. And they might sound trite, but there is nothing more true.
You got to keep the pipeline going. Give us the website again one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Teleworking and telecommuting is available there as well as online, right?
You got it.
At Amazon. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Thanks, Jeff. See you next time.
Jim, it's been great. Thanks for having me, and Godspeed to our troops overseas.
Absolutely. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.